This is Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing podcast network. It's built on the Rainmaker platform, which empowers you to build your own digital marketing and sales platform. Start your free 14-day trial at chrisducker.com/Rainmaker.
This is Youpreneur FM, the official podcast of the Youpreneur Mastermind Community. A place where no entrepreneur gets left behind in their pursuit of building a business they can be proud of.
And now,
here's your host, serial entrepreneur and best-selling author, Chris Ducker.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 166 of Youpreneur FM. Thank you so much for being with me. As always, I do appreciate it. You know, every Friday I put one of these shows out and you tune in, and that makes me happy. Plain and simple. Couldn't wish for anything more. Got a great show lined up for you today. The one and only Merrymaker Sisters are in the house, right? And get ready for but with an Aussie accent. I'm not going to try and do that. But these ladies are brilliant. And this is the second in our ongoing now monthly series. Once a month, we'll be highlighting a Youpreneur community member and sharing with you exactly what they've gotten out of being part of our community, which is continuing to grow every single day. It's one of the most important things that I do each day is work with our community members. But before we get into the show, a quick thank you and a big mention to today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks, who work with over 10 million users all around the world. This is why I love this company so much, a truly international business. You can manage all of your invoicing, your expenses. They've got a great app, and they truly do serve an international clientele. They've got over 50 currencies that you can choose from when invoicing and things like that with your customers, and award-winning support via their live chat, email, and phone from 8 to 8 EST every single day. To get your free month trial, completely unrestricted access to everything that FreshBooks offers small business owners around the world, you just have to head over to freshbooks.com/youpreneur and enter the word youpreneur in the how did you hear about us section. So onto my chat with Emma and Carla, aka the Merrymaker Sisters. You know, these girls, they're infectious, plain and simple, and they truly are the exact type of people that I want inside my community, and that is action takers. And you'll hear all about how before they met me, before they came to Tropical Think Tank, before they became a Youpreneur member, they genuinely didn't really have a whole lot of idea what the hell they were doing. And we have helped them, obviously, through, you know, working with them and inspiring them, supporting them, keeping them accountable. And now they are kicking ass, taking names, and making amazing, amazing plans for the future. This is a real success story right here. They made over $100,000 in less than the first real year in business. And they're going to tell you exactly how they did it coming up right now. So, Merrymaker Sisters, welcome to the show.
We are so pumped to be on Youpreneur FM. Bring it on.
I can tell. I was expecting kind of like the unison, yay, or something like that you guys usually.
I know.
We changed it.
We're full of surprises, Chris. Watch out.
Yeah, I will. I am watching out. Okay, so you guys, I love you guys to bits, and I think you've got such an incredible story to tell. And I want to talk about sort of where you were before you and I met for the first time ever, which was at ProBlogger in 2014. That was actually the beginning of the second leg of the Virtual Freedom book tour slash keynote tour. And I met you guys in the Gold Coast. Was it the Gold Coast or Sunshine Coast? Something like that? Well, I don't know. My geography of Australia is terrible. And you were a barrel of energy and laugh then, both of you. And then you came to Tropical Think Tank in 2015. And you came to Tropical Think Tank again in 2016 recently. And now you are here now. I mean, really, we're talking about like 2 years on. And you are completely different. In terms of the way that you look at business, the way that you've built your business and all the rest of it. So I want to do this call in like 3 seconds. I want to talk about where you were before I first met you guys. Okay. And then the run up to kind of where you were before you came Youpreneur members. Then I want to talk about what's happened since you've become Upreneur members and all the, good gosh, all the stuff you've done. I mean, you've been, let's not mess around, like very busy, and you've crushed it, right?
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about what's in the future, what's going on for the Merrymakers Makers in the future. So let's start with that first section of the call. Where were you business-wise, brand-wise, mindset-wise? And I could be opening a barrel of worms here, but like where were you exactly before you first met me and before you became Upreneur members?
I feel like we need some music, like that take back music. Can you like edit that in? Like,
it's like the Jimmy Fallon thank you note music. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, I want that. Mm. Wow. Very good question. And it's so interesting.
Yeah. Well, we met you. We met you when we first quit our jobs. Was that when we met you?
So, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just quit our jobs July 2014 to Merrymake full time.
Yeah.
We were working in the government previous to that, and we were also, we just had a blog. We were bloggers. That's what we called ourselves back then.
Mm-hmm.
And we were blogging pretty much full time after work every day. And we just got to a point where we were like, we can't do this anymore. We did a few calculations. And we were like, oh, maybe if we do this and that, we'll make enough money to pay our bills and mortgage. We, at this stage, we weren't making any money. At this stage, we had about 25,000 unique visitors to the blog every month, mm-hmm. which we were like, oh, that's amazing. We're amazing. And that was where we
But you weren't making any money.
We weren't making any money.
Yeah. We were making a little bit, a tiny bit, but not nearly enough to actually survive without our jobs.
Sure.
Yeah.
So like we just knew that we had to quit. So we decided let's just do it because we know that the extra pressure will make us make more money. And then we met you at the conference, Pro Blogger Conference.
Yes. And we saw your keynote presentation about the business of you.
And it just like made so much sense to us. And we just were like, this guy is freaking epic and awesome.
Yeah, I think we'll sit. Well,
That's it. Let's end the podcast right there.
It's true, though. But we were sitting in the audience and I remember like looking up at you and like I'm pretty sure we had like a moment like where we like locked eyes and I was like, boom, like this is my kind of guy and I want to learn from him because I'd already learned so much from your keynote. And it had opened our eyes to the possibility of what we could actually achieve with what we'd already created. So we created the Merrymake Sisters. It was just a foodie blog. We're posting recipes. You know, we were just collecting email addresses. We didn't really know what to do with them. I think we'd launched 5 ebooks by that stage, like 5 recipe ebooks, which they went really well, like really amazing.
But like the stuff we were doing was like we'd make it and we'd promote it twice, and then forget about it. Like we just.
And you were also at that point, sorry to interrupt, but at that point, you were also doing very well on social media as well. Like you had a good Instagram following, you had a good Facebook following. You were doing well on that side of things.
Totally. That's the stuff we knew because like we'd come from a comms background. So we knew that building our social media followings and platforms was good. We just didn't realize that what it was content marketing, like trying to sell something.
But we had nothing to sell. So we had the ebooks, but we weren't content marketing the ebooks or anything.
Our focus was on like brand collaborations and advertising, which like we all know, like it makes money, but it doesn't make that much money. And like it's hard.
It's hustle. It's like you have to hustle to your next job. You have to try and get the brand and please the brand.
And it's like you're working for all these different bosses in a way. Like it's like we quit our jobs to not work for anyone. We quit our jobs to do our own thing.
Mm.
But now we're like sort of like working with these brands that we don't even like because we didn't have any other revenue stream.
Yeah. So our mind.
Sure. You were kind of almost kind of like in between a rock and a hard place where you wanted to kind of, you wanted to continue to kind of lead with your heart to a certain degree, but then the financial purse strings were pulling on you.
Yeah. Yeah. And we really had no idea about anything to do with online business.
Yeah.
Like at
this stage,
we didn't know a thing except that numbers were good on Facebook, numbers were good on Instagram, and we knew a little bit about Google Analytics. Oh, there's how many followers we get. That's all we knew. We'd read up on like Pro Blogger and your website, things like that to learn, but we didn't really take it in. We didn't really understand it at all.
And I think like a really like a defining moment, like I clearly remember when we met you in Sydney, like we just like met up for a drink.
That's right.
Oh, that's right. With Urs.
Yeah, we had a coffee.
We were over there for. Oh, that's right. I was speaking at a couple of gigs over there, and we met up one afternoon. We just had coffee for like an hour or something. Oh my gosh, I remember now. Yeah,
we were like, we couldn't believe that Chris Tucker had said yeah. Like, we emailed you, we're like, hey, we don't know if you have time, but like maybe you could come and like meet us, or we could come to you. Like, we'll come anywhere. Like, if you just need us. and like, you asked us, you were like, so girls, how much money are you making? And we looked at each other, we looked at you, and we were blank.
We had no idea.
We weren't even like watching our money. We had no idea. And I mean, like, we had a mortgage as well. Like, it's not like we were like sponging off our mum and dad. Like, we've never been given any money for our business. So it was kind of like we're going with the flow, having this like belief that we'd be okay. And like, yeah, that's cool and fun and okay for a little while, but probably not the smartest thing to do.
Yeah. And then you said to us, like, ladies, it's time to hustle. And we were like, oh, okay. Hustle. And like, I think we left that meeting and we were like, holy shit. Like, what are we doing? Like, we need to, like, learn. We need to immerse ourselves in everything that we can, learn from the best, take action, start making some changes, and work out what the we're doing.
But then, like, we also forgot to mention that at ProBlogger, you talked to us about Tropical Think
Tank. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, like, we were, like, on our way to the Wit Sundays, then New York, but you had spoken to us and convinced us that we needed TTT in our lives, which you were very right about, and we decided to buy tickets to that.
Yeah. And gosh, Tropical Think Tank 2015.
Was that last year?
Yeah. What a game changer.
It's like insane. Like, that conference has
There are so many things that lead back to Tropical Think Tank that we're like, thank God we went to that. We say it maybe every second day. We're like, thank God we met that person.
Like, it just because.
And here's the thing: what I love about Tropical Think Tank is that it's not just about the speakers.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean? Like, I actually get more emails from attendees following the event, even 6 months post-event, talking about how they've teamed up with this attendee or how they've hired this attendee to help with their Facebook ads or with their webinar or their slide decks or the design of the website or whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's about really just it's not about, actually, come to think of it, it's not about the speakers. It's all about the attendees, because the speakers are there obviously to share their expertise and to help brainstorm and mastermind and hang out with you guys, and it's great to sort of rub shoulders with, you know, these hardcore professionals and everything. But at the end of the day, it's going to be the people around you that you're really spending a lot of time with that'll make the big difference. And that's one of the reasons why I love putting on the event. I mean, I love putting on Tropical Think Tank. I can honestly say that I genuinely never want to stop doing that event, because it creates too many memories for me every year.
Yeah.
And I can see people teaming up and working with each other. You know, we've even had an attendee become a business partner with one of the speakers.
Yeah. Amazing.
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff is just, it's gold. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's fast forward a little bit then.
Yeah.
So we meet up. I blow your mind as a keynote speaker, because that's generally what I try and do.
Mind blowing.
And then Tropical Think Tank comes along. You make a load of new friends. Mm-hmm. You learn a load of new stuff. And then Youpreneur pops up.
Yep.
And you become Youpreneur members. So what has happened to you and your business? I mean, we kind of get where you are now in terms of where you were, not really doing a whole lot. You're doing okay from a social media perspective, from a web visitor perspective. I mean, 25, 30, 45, 50,000 unique visitors a month is nothing to bark at all. But you weren't monetizing. You weren't, you know, you weren't acting like business owners, ultimately. No. It was more kind of like a hobby type thing.
Yeah.
How has Youpreneur specifically changed the way that you look at things like this?
Yeah, 100%. Well, I think for us, Youpreneur has just been like an amazing community. It's like
being surrounded by like-minded people, there is nothing better than that. I mean, I can even think of like a specific time where I posted our new landing page, and it was a landing page for our 4-week challenge event. And I was like, hey guys, like I just really need some feedback on the copy of this. Like I'm not sure about this sentence and that. And I got like 10 comments like the next day. I even got like, I got a comment back from you, Chris, and like just giving like feedback and little tips and changes and things like that. Really like minor things, but I think that all those things played a huge part in the success of like the launch of that product. And that's just one example. I mean, I see it every day in the forums and in the Facebook group. Everybody is like contributing and providing advice and sharing knowledge. And I think there's nothing better than that. I mean, the content in Youpreneur is also amazing, like with all the processes and things. I think I looked at that for our podcast when we just launched our podcast. I downloaded the blueprint. And also like everything, like all the blog post ones as well, like just even as refreshers, that's amazing. But like, it's the community that is the best thing ever.
Well, for me, I mean, that's the reason why I started. You know, I could have shared the process blueprints on my blog.
Yeah.
You know, it, for me, it's all about the community. It always has been, and it always will be about bringing people together and being able to help them, you know, through challenges and help them brainstorm and take action and all the rest of it. You guys know I'm very, very action orientated. Yes. So when I see members like you guys crushing it, and I want to go through all the different things that you've done and launch and everything in a minute. But when I see you guys taking, you know, the kind of action that you've taken, that's it, man. You know, that for me is the green light I need to just carry on doing what I'm doing with it. I love it. I think it's great. Okay. So let's go down a list, because there is a list.
Yeah.
There's a genuine list of stuff that you've achieved and all the rest of it. And then I want to talk, are you okay to talk a little bit about money? Can we talk about
money? Yeah. We can talk about money.
Good. Okay. Good. All right. So give us a list. What have you done? Mm-hmm. Where are the results? What's happened?
Yeah. Yes. Well, we like between like Tropical Think Tank, Tropical Think Tanks and Youpreneur, like we launched our hard copy book, which we self-published. We sold over like 3,000 copies of the hard copy and over 5,000 of the ebook, which is like amazing. From our hard copy book, then we launched Make Life Merry Challenge, which is a 4-week challenge where we do like a 2-week meal plan, as well as like an online community, webinars and things like that. We have had over 600 people through that program. From that program, we then sat down and we thought, God, we're really sick of this whole 4-week thing on and then 2 months off and then 4-week thing on again. What can we do differently? The continuing message that we kept getting from all of our mentors and all of everybody around us was create a recurring model. And we're like, well, could we turn this into something recurring? And we were like, actually, let's just wait till January. And then we were like, actually, no, let's do it now.
So, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, that was the funnest thing, I think. Like, we've launched that just to our Make Life Merry Challenge people. So that's like 600 people we've launched it to. And we've sold like 130. So that was pretty cool. Like out of 600 people, we've sold that many.
Yeah.
So we're really pumped about this product. We're really pumped about like working hard to create an epic launch as well. And like just about like building this amazing community. So like all of these products, all of these like projects have made us like over how much like –
we're going into money now.
Let's go into money.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's get in the cash.
All right, let's do it. So this financial year, so since July last year, so Tropical Think Tank like was just before that, but a lot of the things that happened from that we implemented like with our book and things like that, and the launches of Make Life Merry, we've made just over $100,000.
Yes. Love it.
And this was like going from making nothing product-wise. Like we had made like, you know, like $5,000 product-wise. Like we won't include like our brand stuff. That's something different.
Yeah.
But like just through like products, like creating something and selling it to our people.
Like, so creating something from nothing. Like we came up with this. Like this is our thing.
And then like we literally like we researched how to like create this stuff, like how to create a landing page.
Yeah, we had no idea how to do any of that. We didn't even know what a landing page was before like we went to the first tropical think tank. We didn't know what a sales funnel was.
I had no idea what a sales funnel was.
I was like, what the hell is like, do we use it for cooking? Like, what the hell? But we just like learned all that we could. And I think like we feel that we're just like the proof in that like anybody can do this. Because like we had absolutely no idea about any of this online biz stuff. And then like the kind of information that's out there, the other examples that are out there that we can all learn from and then take bits and pieces of the best stuff that they've done and then implement them into our own businesses. I think that's what we've done. And I think like it's just shown like $100,000, that's pretty freaking cool.
Yeah. And
to do that in less than a year, number one, right? Most people are always kind of looking for that six-figure annual kind of revenue, right? Yeah. So to do it in way less than a year, and then also to do it kind of right out of the gate with you kind of flipping the switch, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And because, I mean, you weren't really... I mean, you were in a – listen, for anybody tuning in as well, let me make this clear for you guys. These ladies were in a very good position prior to getting serious about this business side of things because they had a good brand online. They had a popular blog. They had a good quality social media presence and all the rest of it. So I want to make that clear. You weren't starting from complete scratch. You did have a little bit of a foothold on things. But the fact is that you went from kind of hobby bloggist, social media kind of – darlings to then going ahead and kind of, you know, getting to the point where you were business people all over again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this then, on the base of all of that, how has this affected the brand as a whole? Let's not talk so much business right now, but obviously you've released a book, you've released challenges, you've got memberships, you've got products, you're doing all these things. We haven't even gone into the podcast yet.
Yeah. I definitely want to touch base on that.
that thing that you've invested tons of hours in. You've forgotten
the
all about
it.
The
best thing ever.
So we'll get into that in a minute. But how did all this business side of things affect the Merrymaker brand?
Oh my gosh. I think it just strengthened the brand. I mean, like the people that have come, like given us their money, given us their credit card details to be part of our challenges, to be part of our paid for communities, like they are epic. And like the positive energy, like the connection between us and them is next level stuff.
Yeah, it's like they're taking our brand and living our brand. So our brand of being like health, happiness, positivity, having as much fun in life as you possibly can. We're like seeing that being replicated in all of these customers, which that's the best thing. Like that's exactly our goal, to spread health, happiness, and fun throughout the world. So that is our brand literally being spread through other people. And it just gives like another excuse, you know, not an excuse, but a reason for people to share our brand with all of their friends and to talk about it in a really amazing way. And also for us to talk about ourselves and what we're doing. So, you know, we can go on other podcasts and we can be interviewed. We can do keynote presentations about our achievements so far. It's just boosting our brand in epic ways.
Yeah. And I think like a thing with our brand is that it was all about recipes and food, but we also had this like, this key message of following your bliss, like finding the thing you're really passionate about and doing it. And for us, that is our business. So like it was this like really natural flowing thing that just like made so much sense. Like, I mean, we couldn't have planned it any better, but we didn't plan it at all. Like
it was like it was always ingrained that it was always going to happen, and we just had to take the action and in order to make it come to life.
And you told us something about selling. You say it all the time.
Oh, yeah. You've got to be seen to sell. So that's, you taught us that. And that was a really big aha moment for us, because before we were really kind of nervous about promoting our book and promoting our amazing products that we'd spent all this time creating. We were like, oh, maybe we shouldn't like promote that too much.
Is it too pushy?
And then we're like, no, we've created an amazing product that actually has the potential to change this person's life. We're doing them a disservice by not letting them know that they can get it right now. It just was like really help. All of this was so helpful for us with our like our business brand and being like seen as like, you know, a really like kind of like a world-class health and well-being business, as well as like our personal brand. We could like promote ourselves as business people, and then the health, happiness, fun message being spread through social media, through other people as well.
So, I mean, what I'm getting out of this really is that, you know, you guys, you've grown up. Is what it is. I think, I mean, you know, with the greatest of respect, I mean, like you've grown up as entrepreneurs, you've grown up as brand ambassadors for your own brand. And you know, when I hear things like we worked our butt off to create something that could possibly change somebody's lives, I mean, that shows that you're proud and, you know, in regards to what you do and all the rest of it. I want to touch base on the podcast real quick before we go into the future for the Merrymaker Sisters. That was good. Do that again. Go on.
Ooh.
Oh, dear. Just indulge me, everybody. Just indulge me. Okay. Let's talk about the podcast a little bit, because this was, I mean, you and I had these conversations. I remember clearly about you saying that you were going to start a podcast. What I thought it was going to be was going to be an extension of what you talk about in regards to the health and the wellness and the live the life and blah, 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 blah. However, it came out of left field that this is a, and I love that, trust me, it came out of left field that this was a business focused podcast.
It is. Woohoo!
So how did that happen exactly, where you decided this? I mean, it's not like you're changing niche, so to speak, but like you kind of are to a certain degree, because you don't really talk about business all that much on your other kind of, you know, the other focuses. But here on the podcast, interviewing all these business rock stars.
Well, I think it came, well, actually, I don't think, because I know, because like we created it. The reason why we created it was because of this whole bliss message. So we had, you know, we had the health, we had the happiness covered on the blog, we had the recipes covered. And like, we were like, well, what do we actually want to talk about? What inspires us? Who are the people we want to talk to? And we're like, well, we want to talk to epic business people and people doing epic shit in the world, changing people's lives, making it a happier, healthier place. We believe that doing what you love and helping other people creates optimal health and happiness. So actually it does fall into the health and happiness category, although it is more business focused, it still falls into our overall message. And I think it is also a personal reason, because we really do enjoy speaking to these amazing people and it helps us grow. And if it's helping us grow, we believe it's going to help our audience grow. So that is the reason behind Merry Biz. Plus, we're also sharing snippets of our own business story and showing our journey of how we like started. So, I mean, our first episode about us was the beginning of the Merrymaker Sisters, like how we came up with the name and how we started a blog and things like that. We really want to share our own journey, because we see it often in other people's journeys. Like, they're just beginning a blog and they don't know what to do next, and they're like searching for the answers. And if we can provide the answers, if we can provide the support to them to grow their business, then just through sharing our journey, that's kind of epic. So we wanted a platform to be able to share our story really easily, because we don't really like writing about ourselves like in that kind of detail, but talking, having conversations like with me and Emmy, like that's just fun.
And it's so much easier and doable for us. Like, for us to sit down and write a blog post about our business story, like that would take us like literally like 5 hours, I swear. Because you go in, then you're writing a bit, then you're like, oh, I'm bored of this.
And then you're like, oh, I missed that part about this.
And then like you sit there and you edit it, and then you have to find images, and it just feels like it goes on and on and on. Whereas like just dedicating some time to just chat about our story, like, is not only fun, but it's actually like useful for people too.
Yeah, so that's the whole
reason. I agree that audio is, I mean, for you guys, I think it's great, because you are very spontaneous, you have no issues ad-libbing, you like to kind of just be yourselves, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And I appreciate that when I, you know, when I see you and when I listen to you and all the rest of it. I mean, and actually to back up your point there, this is one of the reasons why I don't sit and write great big long blog posts anymore like I used to. You know, I've got over, almost 600 blog posts at chrisducker.com.
Wow. Crazy.
And yeah, that's how, I mean, it's 6 years. So 100 a year I've basically done. And so now what I prefer to do is really just focus on the podcast, focus on video. And then what we do is we just collate short show notes for each of these things, because people are scanners anyway. You know, if they really want the content, they'll hit the bloody play button.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's kind of the way I look at it.
Plus, they can can do two things at once. Like, you can listen to a podcast and drive your car, which is kind of awesome.
Yes. Yes. It's good. Just don't try and take notes.
No.
Like, you know, like, don't sit there with a notepad and a pen.
Don't do that.
It's dangerous.
Yeah. Or if you guys, I mean, if you're, I actually get hers to do this every now and then when we're driving around. If I'm behind the wheel, I will get her to make notes on my phone if I'm listening to a show or an idea comes to me or something like that. So with the two of you, I mean, you're pretty much together all the time. Yeah. So, I mean, you could probably do something similar. Yeah, you're right.
Similar. Totally.
So let me ask you this then, as we wrap up here. Mm-hmm. What is the plans for the future of the merrymaking world domination strategies? Like, you know, you've done great. And genuinely, for you guys tuning in, you know, as part of these spotlights that we're doing every month here on Youpreneur FM, where I'm showcasing one particular Youpreneur member, Merrymakers was bang smack at the beginning of the list when I put, you know, this first list or so together, 6-7 people together. And because I've seen the journey personally myself, and I can see that you're genuine, that you really are committed to your tribe and you really are committed to each other and to just doing things for the right reasons, for the right people. Mm-hmm. But you've said it yourself, this last year or so, not even a year, it's really changed. Like, a lot has happened for you guys. Where does this go now from here? Like, what do you focus in on, saying the next 6 months, the next 12 months, et cetera, et cetera?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I guess like our number one focus is our Merrymaker Club. So creating an amazing community. I mean, like, we want to get 500 people in there by the end of the year.
Yeah, so that's our big goal. And we want to make it the best thing ever for these people. So we want them to be talking about it. We're investing lots of time, lots of money into Merrymaker Club because we want it to be this epic thing. That can be our main call to action, like from our opt-in. So when we collect email addresses, we can have this amazing thing that we can offer them. Instead of having like things that randomly happen every like quarter, we can have this recurring thing that's always available. They can join whenever they want. So that's going to be our really big focus. And then obviously, growing the podcast this year as well is a big focus of ours. And by the end of the year, we want to be able to have a better understanding of where we want to take the Merrybiz side of things. Because Merrybiz, like in the long run, is going to be content marketing for something, but we're not sure what that is yet. So we're kind of searching out for that at the moment. And then we're also writing a new book because we just got published by Hay House. Well, we got a publishing deal with Hay House.
Excellent. So I was going to bring this up, but you've already brought it up. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're writing. We're focusing on that. And this book's really exciting because it's not a recipe book. It's more focused on the Merrymaker lifestyle. So kind of those aspects I was speaking about before, like food, movement, career, spirituality, relationships, goal setting, doing new things, all this stuff intertwined, balancing it all out, creating that healthy, happy, fun life. So that's what that book is going to be about, which we're pumped
about. Yeah, we're so pumped about that. And like, the goal of that book is to like reach a whole new audience. I mean, like, with the help of Hay House, who have like publishing houses in the US, in the UK, in India, like, our core audience is Aussie based, but we'd love to get over to those countries.
Yeah. So that's really
and there's no real reason why. Yeah, I was going to say, there's no real reason why you can't. No, and you shouldn't be
exactly.
At all.
So that's going to be
people in England like Australians. Yeah. We're okay. And I'm sure the Americans are fine with Aussies as well. I'm sure they are.
Yeah, they all love us.
They're going to love us.
Well, look, I just can't, you know, thank you enough for coming on the show and sharing the journey and what you've achieved thus far. I'm sure that there's many people that are tuning in that have just really kind of just gotten a lot out of this inspiring tale of a couple of sisters from Australia working hard on what they truly believe in. And I mean, like, I'm genuinely very proud of both of you. I think you're doing amazing stuff. I can't wait to continue to work with you as part of the Youpreneur community, but also just as a friend as well, to help you build things up and continue to, you know, support you and all the rest of it. That's what I love doing more than anything else with all this stuff.
Thank you so much, Chris. And we are so grateful for you for being part of our journey. You've been very instrumental.
Very.
And we talk about you often in our life. So you probably, your ears probably burn quite often because we're always mentioning you and how everything you've taught us has really helped us to grow. So thank you.
No, it's all my pleasure. And thank you very much for the kind words. The check is in the mail. It's good. And now I am going to be waiting for the burning eardrums quite regularly now. I'm going to be kind of more sensitive to that. Yeah. You guys are great. Thank you. Good luck with everything. I appreciate you coming on the show. And for you guys tuning in, show notes to the Merrymaker Sisters and everything else that they're all about over on chrisducker.com/episode166. And don't forget to head over and check out today's sponsor, FreshBooks. Get that free 30-day trial. You don't even need to input your credit card for that, by the way. All you got to do is head over to freshbooks.com/upreneur and enter the word upreneur in the How Did You Hear About Us section. I'll be back at you again next week. Until then, take good care.
If the idea of an entrepreneurial community where you get to learn from the best in the business,
as well as rub shoulders,
gain support,
have access to immediate feedback,
as well as nonstop accountability from your peers, is something that excites you, then visit upreneur.com for more information
and to get started on building a business you can truly be proud of
today.
Today.
That's upreneur.com. We'll see you
on the inside.